This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
I feel like I'm quite an observant person.
Yeah.
I like to keep my eyes on the prize and, you know, keep an idea of what's going on. But one thing that has confused me is
you do have a look of confusion, Z.
A little bit lost, and I'm hoping perplexed. I can get it cleared up tonight.
Yeah. Okay. Let's try and work it out.
One thing I've noticed is that we are in 2017.
Uh-huh.
It exists that we have all natural lollies.
Yes.
And we didn't always have all natural lollies. They were full of who knows what.
All the sugars and the whatevers.
Could be anything.
Preservatives.
But if we do have all natural lollies, why do we not have a lolly tree?
No, exactly. That's right, Wendy. No, Z is asking the right questions tonight.
I want to know. Give me scientific.
That's true. Proof. Yeah.
If it's all natural, why? It must come from a lolly tree.
I'm sure there's some sort of dinosaur tree out there, you know, that's you know, fruiting the little dinosaur lollies, you know, the snakes. That's right, the snakes. The jellies.
Because I'd imagine you'd have a little patch of grass where your lolly pineapples are growing, lolly bananas on the lolly plant.
Your lolly milk bottles.
And they're all nice and small.
Oh, they might be, yeah.
Yeah, lolly milk bottles. You don't have to get the milkman.
Maybe
it's just
they come out of lolly cows.
Oh.
I never thought
of
that.
And that's where the little lolly, you know, the little hamburgers and the burgers come
and
from.
And the pizzas.
And the pizzas.
Little pizzas.
They come from lolly cows.
Little hot dogs.
Everything's changing, but I've never seen a lolly cow, yet have I seen a lolly tree.
Exactly.
Never seen it.
No. Maybe there's a secret nursery.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah. I think there could be a secret nursery where they're all keeping these, you know, natural lolly thingamabobs on trees. Going on trees!
Well, it's all natural, right?
That's right.
Because I feel like if we've got, you know, they claim carrots and fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
They're all natural.
Yeah, hey, that's right.
You know, but we're, and as a consumer, as a normal person in society, I'm able to grow my own fruit.
That's right.
Why can't I grow my own lollies yet?
Exactly, right? There should be the technology. 2017. I mean, you know, we're nearly in 2020. And I mean, that's when you know the future's here.
It's crazy.
The future is now.
To think that, you know. But I mean, we've gone from the 90s, not that long ago, and we're about to move into the 20s. Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that crazy? Just skipping a whole 20 years. I mean, you're talking about natural lollies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it growing on trees, it reminded me of, you know, the vegetables. Now, vegetables grows on trees, okay? Or some of them.
Some
in
of
the
them.
Ground also. What
they're
have
natural.
You? What have
saying?
You? They're natural. But how do they get the baby versions? You know, you've got baby carrot.
That.
You've got baby corn. You've got baby potato, probably.
I want to know, is there a process?
Is there a process?
They obviously don't leave them in the corner. Because no one would leave baby vegetables in the corner.
No one would. No one would.
We can't have that.
No, that's right.
In the baby corn.
Yes.
Yes. I think it's one of those things where we need to find an answer. It'd be good if there was some person.
Yeah, it would be good.
Someone who was an expert on this.
Yeah, it would be good to find someone. Dylan, would you, producer Dylan, would you have anyone at all sort of maybe in your phone book that could
well,
get
from the University of Vegetation.
Oh, wow. You have, it says on the list here, you have baby corn. Are we getting a... All right, let's, I think... All right, we're getting a phone call. Caller, are you there?
Who's calling me this early in the morning?
No, I think you called us, but that's fine. Look, we're just...
Which vegetables he been enjoying? That's what I want to know.
What, caller, what is your name?
You're talking to baby corn right now.
Oh, baby corn. Look, how... We were just talking about how you actually get the babiness from the vegetable itself. And I mean, it's just crazy that you call in. I think Dylan may have gotten you on the line.
So you're telling me you want the baby corn story, is what
yes,
you're telling me.
Yes, we want the background. We want to know how baby corn came to be mainstream.
Well, look, it's not that different from other people's means of breaking out into the mainstream. I started as a young one, growing up.
Uh-huh.
Things were rough, things were dirty.
Ah, of course.
Quite soily, also. And you grow. I had lots of siblings, also baby corn.
Same size as you. Really?
At one stage they were.
Oh, okay.
And is it true that your father was in the military?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, obviously, Colonel Corn.
Uh-huh.
Corn Colonel.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's right, Wendy. That's right. Dylan was bringing the noise.
Yes.
And bringing the funk.
Yeah, but baby corn, is it the same process? You know, baby corn, you've got baby carrot. Does baby carrot go through the same sort of struggle?
Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit different for baby carrot, though, because baby carrot's father would be Popper Carrot.
Oh, of course.
Where for me, it's just popcorn.
Oh, wow. Look.
Do you get it? Because I said... Cause I'm
buttery.
Wendy, do we have a...
That's a triple butter explosion in my mouth.
There you go.
That was my hit single, actually.
And look, we don't actually have the track, but why? I don't know. We're talking about tracks because you're a actual vegetable. No.
You're not the first guys to make me call them and think they're talking to the vegetable.
Oh, hang on. So you're not the vegetable baby corn.
No, I'm a multi-platinum recording artist, baby corn.
Oh, okay. All right, producer Dylan, do you want to dump that call? We don't have.
I want to dump something.
Yeah, that was real unfortunate. I didn't see that one coming. To be honest with you, I didn't see it coming.
What do you think, Jay?
I don't know. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, I think that could have been a bit of a hoax. Producer Dylan could have done
Z,
a little bit
Z,
more.
Who hasn't really said much?
No, I was.
Are you not a corn fan?
Well, I'm a big baby corn fan.
Yeah,
of his music.
So you're speechless.
Yeah, I was.
You're a bit starstruck.
It's hard when you're in the presence of greatness.
I mean, we could have used that that information, that prior knowledge that there was a rapper and not a baby vegetable.
I thought it was the professor from the university talking about agriculture and stuff.
Look, everyone's confused.
Everyone's confused.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.